Looking at old photographs, Don Lee remembers how he left his village in China to join his father in America 70 years ago. The year was 1939, and he crossed the Pacific Ocean by ship with his grandfather. Like hundreds of thousands of immigrants arriving in California, his first stop was the Angel Island Immigration Station in San Francisco Bay.
The whole place is really congested and full of strangers. So I was more scared than anything else, you know, intimidated.
Lee was just 11 years old when he spent a month detained on Angel Island, where he endured long hours of questioning by immigration officials trying to verify his identity.
It's their job as a gatekeeper, you know. They don't want to let you through. I mean, you have to prove yourself. Really, that's the key here.
From 1910 to 1940, about 1 million immigrants from 90 countries were processed at Angel Island, sometimes known as the Ellis Island of the West. The immigration station is reopening to the public in February after a multi-million dollar restoration. State curators are restoring the detention barracks to its historical appearance. The exhibits feature clothes, luggage, and other items from the 30-year period when the immigration station was open.